Good Sunday morning, Jacksonville. My name is Josh McCarthy with WOKV, and we have a special treat for you to kick off this beautiful Sunday. We're here with Pete, the job guy Langlois, and as you know by now, Pete introduces his listeners to Jacksonville's most innovative companies as he explores the career journeys behind some of Jacksonville's top influential individuals. And he does it all with an honest and such an entertaining filter. And we're live today, guys, so as you listen live, if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 855-765-1045, and Pete can answer your questions. Or if you like less numbers than more numbers, just give us a call at **1045. Ladies and gentlemen, Pete, the job guy, Langlois.
Good morning, all you hard workers. You did it. You woke up. You made the best decision you could possibly make this morning, and that is spending your time with me on Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. As you heard Josh say this morning, as he says every Sunday morning, this show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. So who is that? That's you. That's your kids. That's your parents. That's all of us. We're in the workforce together. And what I do is try to give you tips, and my guests share information too, that are going to help you to be more effective and productive in your careers. You know, sometimes I tell you where I've taken a left in my career, where I should have taken a right, or where I've skinned my knees. And I'm not afraid to tell you this stuff, and I don't say it to beat myself up. I share this information with you so I can help you perhaps avoid a pitfall, or I can help you take that right and stay on the proper course in your career. And each week, I'm going to tell you, I have some of Jacksonville's most influential people as my guests, and today is no different. Wait till you hear who I have. But before we get into that, I want to tell you, I always start off with a little story, my monologue. First thing I have to tell you, I don't know how many of you hard workers stayed up to about 2 a.m. last night, but I did. I like watching UFC fights. It's my guilty little vice. And I watched Daniel Cormier lose to Stipe Miocic last night. A lot of you don't care anything about that, but I do. I enjoyed it, but I still made it for the buzzer. As I always say to you folks, if you're going to stay up late at night and you're going to hoot with the owls, you better be ready to soar with the eagles in the morning. So, you know, you got to pace yourself a little bit and make smart decisions so that you're ready. And all you hard workers need to know that I made smart decisions last night. That's why I'm ready and I made the buzzer this morning. Guys, today's show is dedicated, and I'm going to talk all about STEM. All right, STEM is great. It's important because I like STEM. Now, STEM, it's one of my favorite parts of the plant because you have the roots, the flowers, the seeds, and the roots play in them. Within the essential basic parts of a plant, the roots are important.
Wait, Pete.
What?
I don't think it's that kind of STEM.
Well, Josh, what are you talking about?
Pete, as you know as well as anyone, this is a show about the workforce of today and tomorrow. It's not a show on plants.
Oh, that STEM.
The STEM, that's actually an acronym for science, technology, engineering, mathematics.
Oh, that
yeah.
STEM. Oh, gosh. Well, I'm going to have to change everything up.
Let's rewrite the monologue.
Guys, listen, STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics, you've heard me talk about this before, and I encourage all of you to inspire your kids to look at these subjects and get involved in it. You know why? Because if you look at all college grads now, right now, level playing field, all the folks who graduated college, the folks that earn 39% more than the other college grads are in the fields of science, technology, engineering, mathematics. They're in those jobs. And these are short supply, high demand jobs. And when there are short supply and high demand, that drives the compensation up. And I'm all about the workforce and giving career advice, guys. You know, last year there was a shortfall of over 2.4 million jobs went unfilled in STEM-related positions. Why is that? Because not enough people are getting into it. This is where the jobs are. And technology, the science, mathematics is everything nowadays. Robotics, my goodness. Guys, I want you to listen to the show. If you're a parent and you have children, have your kids listen to the show. Gather them around right now. Get around this radio and call in. Join the discussion. Our number is 855-765-1045. And we're happy to take your call throughout the show. Now, as I told you, I have great guests today. My first guest is Robert Holcomb. He's a local educator, and he's over at Providence, where my daughter goes to school. He's passionate about computer science, STEM, and robotics. Bob Holcomb, happy to have you here. Mark McComb is also, he's the founder of Renaissance Jacks. And if you don't know what Renaissance Jacks is, it's a nonprofit that's dedicated to building and retaining talented, creative young people in Northeast Florida through opportunities including FIRST Robotics, STEM education, and mentor-driven experiences. Guys, Bob, Mark, welcome to Hard Worker.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having us this morning.
So great to be here, buddy.
I'm surprised you guys made it. And you know what? What's great is you both beat me here.
Yeah.
Bob, I'm going to start with you.
Yeah.
Why do you feel robotics education is important for learners today?
Pete, I think you hit it on the head right there when you said there's a 2.4 million person shortfall. And so we're trying to get people involved in the STEM field. And the way to do that is through robotics. It's creativity and fun all in one package. So we're taking the hardware and trying to get students interested, excited about learning robotics. But what it does is it teaches them so much more. It gives them the soft skills of teamwork and empathy and inclusion. And I really fell in love with robotics when I met Mark McCombs over at Renaissance Jackson. It's great that we're on the other side of the studio because him and I, we get going crazy. He was out in the parking lot doing push-ups earlier. So, all pumped up for the show because this
robot
is a
boot camp, baby.
Yeah.
So what say you about robotics education, Mark?
I got a question for you, man.
Yes.
As we go throughout human, you know, the lineage, throughout time and space, are we going to have more need for automation or less need for automation?
Way more.
I think that we need to talk about value, because if we can return value to the American workforce in the form of a freed up time, more creativity, freedom of thought, using machinery to get things done that we couldn't get done with our hands, or maybe getting back to the point where we choose to use our hands for our own pursuits and letting our thoughts take us to the level where we are able to think and exist differently, robotics is really the only way to get there, right? So I think that the shortage of jobs in these fields, the shortage of degree-seeking applicants in these fields, the constant outsourcing, we've really created a scenario where you have to innovate with education in order to get to the next level.
You know, I was reading up on robotics, right? Because I like to prepare myself a little bit. And some of the things, that, when you talk about the soft skills that come along with it, this is what I read, let's see, beyond technology, literacy, and all that stuff, the productivity, communication, flexibility, initiative, other skills that are generated through robotics include problem solving, critical thinking, creativity, inspires curiosity, decision-making, leadership, entrepreneurship, acceptance of failure, and more.
Dude, you did all your homework. You did all your homework. And let me tell you, man, these kids are bored with the homework that they're being asked to do. And I think, look, it's not education's fault that the kids are bored. It's a byproduct of the fact that they have infinite information at their fingertips. This is beyond the YouTube generation. This is the generation where kids accept the fact that the internet is a tool for them to learn with, and they're bored. Wow. So if you give them a hard problem to solve, if you ask the kids a hard question, man, they give you a really hard answer today. And that's exciting.
It is.
I agree, Mark.
All right. Now let's go. How early? Like, I'll start with you, Bob. What is the age? Or how early is too early to get involved in robotics?
I like to start right with the ABCs. Over at Providence, we start right in kindergarten. We have them doing coding lessons in kindergarten. I do things with Lego a lot. And
Legos? Like Lego the building blocks?
Yeah, I love Legos. And I didn't start playing with Legos until like I was 37, and I'm 40 now. And it just got me really interested because I could see the aha moments with the kids. And pretty much every student knows how to use Legos. And Lego has a bunch of different robotic platforms. They have Lego WeDo and EV3s. And we use those in the classroom a lot. And I really love how they get together as a team and problem solve, and they create a little robot, and the excitement of learning where they create just a simple little cooling fan that spins around.
Yeah.
And they're all working together, because students, you know, they don't like to work together these days. You go to a restaurant or something and you see they're all on their phones. They're all doing individual activities. So it helps them to get together, to work together. And Lego provides that platform. So I think as early as you can, and there's so many products out there that they can use.
And Bob, just for parents listening in, I want to make sure, parents, that you understand there's a difference between Lego and Lego Education. They're two separate divisions of the Lego group. Lego Education is actually a completely separate entity which focuses on education, curriculum development, and small devices and learning opportunities that gets kids to think in a quantifiably different way. And that's important because they are changing. Education, as we know, they're on the cutting edge of the ways in which creativity is experienced by a young person. And we, again, it's if you ask a hard question, you get a hard answer. Well, Lego has self-guided curriculum. The software is free. You just got to get the little educational bits. And one of the things that is so critical is that we get these things into the classroom, because let me be honest, STEM, if you want to play the game, you've got to read the rules. And this whole notion that robotics teaches literacy is 100% true, because comprehension and true understanding, rather than just rote memorization for the sake of passing a test, that is the name of the game. What kind of employer wants you to memorize something? You could easily be replaced with a robot if you're just doing the same thing every time.
Gosh, I mean, I love this. I'm learning. I'm having a learning moment right now, which I love in the show. That's why, guys, I always have Jacksonville's most influential people, because it's exciting. The discussion's exciting.
Terribly exciting.
You know what I notice with young people today, and, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is my opinion and I'm entitled to it, is I see folks so busy on their personal handheld device that conversations don't happen. They don't occur. Mm. They don't meet and greet. They don't walk and say hi to each other. It's easier to be buried into your cell phone. You don't believe me? Walk in the airport. 20 years ago, I'd go to the airport. Hey, how are you doing? You know, people greet each other, say hello. Now everybody's buried in their own device. It'll walk right into you, bump into you. And you notice when you talk to folks, okay, that are so buried in their handheld device, I think their ability to communicate is eroding a little bit, because they're better with their thumbs than they are speaking with people. Now, here you are talking about this Lego educational program where folks, the kids are coming together to build something. They're interacting with each other. They're actually hands-on building something. And I mean, it's got to be exciting and inspiring. And I bet you just love watching it and being a part of it, don't you?
Absolutely. And what Mark was saying about the Lego education, I was able to apply to be a Lego master educator and was accepted. And so I'm really excited about that.
Do I have to genuflect, or is there a certain salute I have to give you?
No.
Mr. Lego Master Bob.
No, but it's fun to
say. He's Bob the Builder.
Okay. Bob the Builder.
Right. Come on. Let's get real here.
But it's great because we work with other educators to provide the Lego product and get it into the classrooms. But not only the classrooms, but other teachers. At Providence, we have brought more teachers on board to help coach these Lego robotics teams. And we have 6 Lego robotics teams at our school. And what we're working on is getting them to work together, getting them to problem solve. And critical thinking is lacking these days. So we're working really hard to get that done.
Well, let me ask you a question right here. How hard is it, or how easy is it, to get a STEM program started at a school?
Here, I'll take this one. Okay, so first off, it's not just Lego Education, because they provide curriculum and class sets and robots. The reality is that we run a program called First Robotics. There's 4 levels. And so what Bob does is he manages the First Lego League programs, which is grade 4 through 8, as well as the First Lego League Junior programs, which is kindergarten through 4th grade, to make sure that there's a continuum with the majority of the grades taught at Providence, so that there's a high-quality educational opportunity that ultimately results in a robotics competition. And Pete, you were talking about the notion that cell phones have kind of pulled us apart as a society,
right?
Kind of frayed the fabric, right? And that's something that I believe these robotics competitions are stitching back together. They're forcing students, and it's not forcing, it's giving students the opportunity to show each other what they learned. They're excited to share with adults and their peers what they have accomplished, what they've learned, the code, the process, the problem solving, their robots. And you know what? I grew up not having a smartphone. I'm pre-2007. That's when iPhone came out, right? I love my iPhone now. It's a tool. All my friends in school, in engineering school, had these, and they were under the desk, text.
Oh, yeah.
Well, dude,
yeah.
I had a little one LED, like, phone with the, you know, the not, like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. A little Nokia brick. You throw it on the ground, put it back together, no big deal.
Paperweight.
I loved it. I'm telling you this. As far as we have been pulled apart by technology, I am of the opinion that we are about to be brought back together by the advances in communicative abilities that these things have. And when you have a generation of kids who want to use this in order to make a difference in their lives and in the lives of other people, then you give them the ability to solve other problems for humanity using technology. All of a sudden, we're thinking about the humans again. When in reality, we might have been thinking just about the wrong things and giving them so many distractions. I mean, the adults are distracted too. Let's be honest. Angry Birds is probably responsible for more deaths than texting on the road. That's a little bit more. But the reality is that we're going to be able to use these things to figure out how to get people back together, have rational, reasonable conversations about what is exciting about being alive. And you do that in the context of a robotics competition with First Lego League, or for our 7th through 12th grade students, First Tech Challenge. It looks like little erector set robots, or First Robotics Competition, 5-foot-tall, 120-pound robots. Do we have programs for every age? And we're trying to get sponsors in Jacksonville and all of North Florida, for that matter, to make sure that Jacksonville is number one for workforce, tech talent development, and competitive youth robotics globally. Let's be honest. I started Renaissance Jax so that when Elon Musk or a man like him is ready, or a woman like her is ready to build Rocket Factory number two, there's only one place to look, because Jacksonville's going to have the talent.
That's right. Jay Vegas right here.
I got to be honest, Pete. I've sat on a lot of your shows. This is one of my favorite shows you've had. I'm just so excited to see this robot.
You need to come
around
to the robot shop and do it live from Renaissance Jax.
I've never heard of the Lego Education.
Well, and dude, Lego Education has been around for dozens of years.
I hadn't made it down to my ears yet, but I'm totally going to get my daughter something like that, because she's all about it.
She's only three, but
she just loves building and creating. And
I got something for you, Dad.
Oh, man.
Okay, we'll make sure the Lego Education for the daughter is a reality, but I want robot boot camp for you and Pete.
All right.
Yeah, you come to the shop. I want to be there on.
And I'm going to tell you what. You put the invitation out there. We are going to do a live show. Where is it? Where are we?
How about this? I'll raffle off. We can have a contest with your radio show. I'm making this up, and you hold me to it. You hold me to it. All right, I'm a man of my word. There's only one way to get to 8,000 students in 28 counties in 6 years, up from 140. That's what happened here.
That's phenomenal.
We'll talk about numbers later, right? So you guys can figure out how to do a contest for a full adult robot boot camp so that we get, because the kids are no problem. Every kid wants to do this. It's showing the adults what's up.
All right, I'm going to throw this out there. Listen, guys, if you're interested and joining us, Josh and I will be right there in this adult robotics boot camp. All you have to do is go to Pete at PeteTheJobGuy.com. Send me your information, and we'll take, how many can we take, Mark and Bob?
I'll do 25 adults on 5 teams of 5. We'll work out the details later. But I'm listen up, Buttercup. I'm going to give you 2 weeks with a robot, and then we're having a competition. How many sponsors you got? Because I'm going to mess this place up.
He's throwing it down, Mark.
I'm going to throw it down. Listen.
It's UFC of robots.
Here it is. I'm going to do, this is one of our fundraisers this year. $5,000 entry, 50-50 pot. You heard it here first. Half the money immediately goes to sponsor the next wave of robotics expansion in Northeast Florida. Mark my words, your company gets your name all over the fastest growing workforce. How many automation specialists do you need? I got you, bro. What are you going to do with 1,000 of the most talented people on the planet? Because I want to know the answer. My kids got better answers than you, Mr. CEO. The next pot of money goes to the winning team at $5,000 a team for a Lego robot throwdown, and I get to decide how many hours you get to beat my competition award-winning team, the Crazy Cat Ladies. If you can't beat them, you don't get a dollar.
That's exciting.
Guys, if you have any questions for Robot Camp, I'll let you get back.
Yeah, call me. My number is 616-9869. That's a 904 number. That's my cell phone. Y'all can call me any day, anytime. I'll wake
again.
Area code 904-616-9869. Blow it up.
If you have any questions right now for Mark and Bob or the Robot League, Robot Boot Camp, forgive me, give us a call at 855-765-1045. And don't forget, this is a Pete the Job Guy show. So if you have any general questions for job specialists, We have Pete, the job guy Langlois, here as well. Pete?
Competition happens on October 10th for the Adult Robot Bootcamp Throwdown. I just decided I'm an executive. That was an executive decision.
All right. Guys, is your lawn nice and green, or do you have patches of dead grass everywhere? Now, you look at my lawn. I'm real happy. I won Isla Bomb's Yard of the Month last month. Why? Because I have proper coverage in my irrigation system. And that was done by Houlihan Territory, the good folks at Houlihan Territory. 904-285-9505 is the number. It's the only call I make when I need anything to do with my irrigation system. You know, your daughter has learned to drive. She backs over the sprinkler head. Don't spend 3 hours on a Sunday. Call Houlihan Territory. They come out there. They're on time. They fix it right the first time, and they do a terrific job. 904-285-9505. They do irrigation systems. They can design it, put it all in. They can repair. They also do wells. They're the best well installation team in Jacksonville. They do shallow wells, deep wells. They do drainage. They even have some of the best landscape lighting I've ever seen. Guys, make the call that I make, Pete the Job Guy. I call 904-285-9505 to Houlihan Territory. Scott Houlihan and his team will take care of you. When you make that call, make sure you tell them that Pete the Job Guy sent you. Now, Bob, we talked a little bit about this at the beginning, but what ancillary skills, so what skills do people pick up through a STEM program that might not be the top of mind that people might think?
Yeah, well, we talked about maybe curiosity and curiosity and learning and being inclusive. We're all important, and they all pitch in to solve a common problem. This year's theme for one of my teams is to pick a building or a place in the community that might need some help or be renovated, and they have to solve a problem together. So it's not just using the Legos. It's finding a real-world problem and coming up with a solution, an innovative solution. So robotics is just a tool to get kids excited about learning. And
it's the hook.
It is the hook. In our lesson plans, we're supposed to have a hook, right?
Right, right.
And it does. I mean, you can add a hook to the robot. And so it is really...
Literally.
Yeah. And so it is so exciting to be in the robotic education, and it's that passion. Our students just go crazy over it to build a robot. And I've got high school students that are doing it for the first time, and they're so blown away by just getting their hands in there. They come to class early. They're super excited to figure out how to get it to pick something up and place it somewhere else. And that gets that excitement going where it carries into their careers.
Yeah, you know, that's the part that the tie-in here, right? For my show. My show is, you know, all about careers and preparing people. This is the workforce of tomorrow that we're talking about. These are critical thinking, problem solving, teamwork, working together through an innovative solution to reach a goal, and in a package that's fun. It makes learning fun too.
That's it.
Yeah. And I can see that what's your favorite part about teaching computer science and robotics? And always, what's your favorite part?
My favorite part is giving them a challenge and having them come up with a solution. The other day, I put a challenge together, just made it up, kind of like what Mark did with his robot bootcamp.
Making it up, baby. Hey, that's a real thing. You can go to my website. Robot Bootcamp is on there, I promise.
I got to get my team together for sure. So it's giving them a challenge and having them come up with a solution to it. The other day, I just put a Bionicle figure, and we were saving Bob the snowball from him, and they created a robot that had to go pick him up and take him to another location, and they were just yelling and screaming and so excited about it.
Okay, well, guys, that music tells us we're coming to the bottom of the hour break. You know, guys, stay with me. I want you to rejoin me when we come back from the break. For all you folks out there, you're listening to Hard Worker with me, Pete the Job Guy, on News 104.5 WOKV. Do the hustle. Welcome back, all you hard workers. Man, if you missed the first part of the show, you missed a great, great, great segment on STEM, and it's we're going to continue it on to our second half. My guests today are Robert Holcomb. He's a real passionate computer science educator right here in Jacksonville who is passionate about robotics, and we also have Mark McCombs, who's the founder of Renaissance Jax. If you missed, again, the first part of the show, look, next week, set your alarm a little bit earlier. All right, shame on you.
on you. But it's okay. You can listen to the show in its entirety by going to PeteTheJobGuy.com. And each week I put a podcast up. It usually takes me a day or two. I put it up on Monday afternoon, perhaps Tuesday. But you'll be able to listen to the show in its entirety. And I'm going to tell you, parents, kids, everybody, this is a show you don't want to miss. It's a really, really good one. Now, this next part of the show is one of my favorite parts. And each week we get our leadership lesson from Coach Larry. And Coach Larry is a career coach. He's dedicated to improving the performance of individuals and companies. I've known Coach Larry for goodness, probably 25, 30 years. He's a good personal friend, but he's helped me and he's helped countless others, thousands and thousands of people in his career. And what he really specializes in is helping managers to become more effective leaders. And with no further ado, let's get this week's leadership lesson from Coach Larry.
I was in a meeting with my colleagues and my boss, and I was the new guy, and it was my turn to give an update, so I was a bit nervous. I went on a bit, and after a few minutes, my peer says, he says, "Larry, land the plane." I was embarrassed and angry, really. I mean, what a jerk. Maybe I did go on a bit too long, but there is a right way and a wrong way to interrupt someone, and saying to land the plane is not the right way, nor is let me stop you right there, or whatever rude comment is currently in mode. So what is the right way to interrupt someone who is going on and on and on? Well, first, you can give physical cues like breaking eye contact, sitting up on your seat, or opening your mouth to show that, hey, you know, you have something to say. You want to join in, and can you just take a breath, please? Or even turning away to show them that you have somewhere else you need to be, like not there, for instance. Or perhaps banging your head on the desk. No, I don't recommend that one. But let's say that you need to coach someone, or you're having an important conversation. Firstly, you should anticipate if this person is over-communicative. It's not like someone is like really verbose or talkative one day and then very clear and succinct the next. That doesn't happen randomly. So you probably already know this already as you anticipate the conversation. Right now, you're probably picturing people like this in your lives. So you may want to start by doing something called contracting. For instance, you can say something like, hey, we only have 15 minutes and I want to make sure that we accomplish our goal. We need to be succinct. Or if you can get away with it, you might want to say, would it be okay if I interrupt you since we're on a deadline? And that sends a clear message that being succinct is critical. Also, think about how long you really need to have the meeting. I like setting these meetings for about 15 minutes instead of leaving it open-ended for 60 minutes. That pressure to say, hey, we only have 15, will help keep things moving along. Okay, now you're having that conversation and this person is extremely detail-oriented, so you have to interrupt. First of all, you need to do it confidently. You just need, it's like ripping the Band-Aid. Just rip it off. This person doesn't even take a breath. So you just need to jump in. And here are some statements from Ericsson International that I found really helpful. Again, confidently say, let me interrupt you here. And say, for example, so what finally happens? Or if the person is all over the place, you could say something like, wow, we have a lot of possibilities here. Where do we focus? If the person goes on tangents, you could ask, so how does this relate to the goal or issue at hand? And if the person is not landing that darn plane, you could say, what are the key takeaways at this point? You know, one of my colleagues, Travis Marsh, he's an excellent coach who works with tech leaders and entrepreneurs. And one technique he taught me is to ask, how would you turn that into a problem statement? I love that for a couple of reasons. For one, the other person is doing the work and is building their own critical thinking skills, and it helps them focus. And finally, it gives you a touchstone to keep going back to see if you are making progress on that problem statement. So how do you interrupt? What stops you from interrupting? Actually, let me stop you right here and connect with me on LinkedIn or go to my website, Mendoza and O'Brien, to learn more.
Oh, great. Coach Larry, another gem. You know, each week, Coach Larry helps us. And I have some folks that one guy that's a director of a company, he has his managers listen to Coach Larry's segment each week, and then they talk about how they can employ whatever Coach Larry talked about into their week to become more effective leaders. And it's great. So if you ever want to go listen to Coach Larry's segments, you just go to my website, PeteTheJobGuy.com, and under weekly contributors section, you'll see Coach Larry. And then you can look, and I've labeled each one of the episodes. If you want to beef up a little bit on how to delegate or how to be, you know, one way more effective or productive, whatever you want more of, Coach Larry's lesson is right there. And you just click on it, listen to it, and you'll be the better for it. I highly recommend you folks engage Coach Larry. Just go to MendozaandO'Brien.com and reach out to Coach Larry, and he delivers his programs in both English and Spanish, and he is phenomenal. Okay, my guest today, I told you, Robert Holcomb and Mark McCombs. Now, you guys have been telling us a lot about STEM, and it's great in robotics, and I love hearing about it. But Jacksonville, listen, it takes a village right now. We all have to be part of this. And what I wanted to find out now, we'll start with you, Mark. How can people get more involved? And you might want to throw the phone number out for us too.
So Pete, I'm super stoked to be on the air with you this morning for a lot of reasons, but one of them is because I get to announce your phone number. My name is Mark McCombs, and I want to talk to you, Jacksonville, about robotics and getting your kids involved and getting involved as volunteers, getting your companies involved. If you're a company that needs talent, I need you to call 855-765-1045 or that's **1045. Again, my name is Mark. You can call me Marky Mark, Metal Mark, Mentor Mark, Money Mark, or Monologue Mark. And I'm here for you because I want to know what you want out of the talented workers that we're building in Jacksonville. In the last 5 years, we took Northeast Florida with Jacksonville as the hottest hotspot in it from 140 kids to 5,000 kids. And now I've just taken over all of Central Florida's robotics programs. So in 28 counties, we have over 8,000 of the most talented individuals on the planet. And I want to know what kind of job opportunities you got, because my kids are capable of anything. The best thing that they're capable of is figuring it out. That's my number one core value right now, is figure it out. We have all the information we need. We know how to ask for help. We're here to learn from people, and I want to make sure that everybody gets a chance to get involved. So we have these first robotics programs. There's four. There's a First Lego League Junior for kindergarten through fourth grade. There's First Lego League for fourth through eighth grade, First Tech Challenge for grade 7 through 12, and First Robotics Competition for 9th through 12th grade. There's $80 million in scholarships available.
Wow.
Okay, that's huge. Fortune 500s are pouring money in from the top to this program. There's 625,000 kids in over 90 countries. Most of them are here in the United States. The program is 30 years old. North Florida is the fastest growing region on the planet. We only got one planet. So fastest growing on the planet for competitive youth robotics and tech talent development. Let's get stoked about that. And let's also talk about what it takes to get involved. As a mentor, you can literally ask one group of kids, one set of questions in 1 hour every other week and make a tremendous difference. Hey, kid, why don't you show me that robot? How many points are you going to score in the next 2.5 minutes? What does that color sensor actually do? And could you tell me about your research project? I think that I'd like to know about it. Can I talk about research for a second, Pete?
Sure.
As it stands, we had 440,000 hands-on hours of research and development for robotics last year, which is 220 full-time jobs equivalent. That means that Renaissance Jax is the number one R&D shop for robotics in all of North Florida. I'm super stoked on that. But when it comes to raw research, the Jacksonville Public Library just partnered with us super hard. So Bob was talking about this future city building program that we're doing this year. It's called City Shaper. That's the name of the First Lego League program, grade 4 through 8. What that means with our library partnership is that all the librarians in the entire city are going to work in ferreting out resources along the challenge theme for the year to make special end caps of books available for students on robotics teams to come and get their research project on. And then the librarians are going to have the map room and all of the online resources available for kids on First Lego League.
Wow.
That's going to make Jacksonville literally number one for research.
That's... That's exciting. Hey, how can folks, if they want to learn, if they want to get more information on Renaissance Jacks, how do they get that?
They can find us on the web at renaissancejacks.org, or if you would rather not spell Renaissance on a Sunday morning, you can find us at rjax.org, rjax.org. You can send us an email. You can send me an email to info@rjax.org, or again, you just call me on my cell phone, 904-616-9869. This Saturday, August 24th, at the Jacksonville Public Library, is our first launch party of the season.
August 24th. I'll put that up on my website, too.
Main Library downtown. We use Meetup. Do you guys know Meetup?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, dude. So Renaissance Jacks on Meetup, every single event that we got is going to be there. And we need you to sign up for these things. We also do some event posting on Eventbrite, especially ticketed engagements. But we want to make sure that everybody knows that all robotics events, that are they're free and open to the public, bro.
All right. And Bob, you know, as we're starting to wrap up right now, what do we want to get out there? What do you have?
Well, what Mark was saying is reaching out into the community, and you were saying it takes a village. It really does. And we need more partnerships to get that 2.4 million shortfall taken care of. We need more passionate people like Mark at Renaissance Jacks. And we're reaching out to the community, and what can the community do to help us? And I've already got some solid partnerships with Gary with Medtronic. I've got Angel. I call her my Angel. She's over at Watson Realty. And then Tamaya Grand Living. I've got a friend over there named Karen. They've just opened their door and said, hey, we can use your facility. You can use our facility anytime you want. And so just things like that, that we reach out to the community and we get partners from the community.
How do you get, like, if folks want to partner or be a sponsor, how do they do that, Bob?
I would love that you could just email me. It is roholcomb@prov.org. It was R Holcomb, but my wife's there, so she's the R Holcomb. So I got the R O Holcomb. So it's roholcomb@prov.org. I would love to chat with you because we want to get into your organization. We've got talented individuals, like Mark was saying. We've got amazing students. We have over 45 in our own program at Providence. We had zero a year ago, and now we have 45 amazing students, and they're just looking for a direction, and they would like to, you know, work with the community and ultimately hopefully work for some of these awesome organizations that have that shortfall. That's what we're all about, is empowering our students for tomorrow.
Oh, Bob, so well said. And guys, I encourage Jacksonville, all of you, to get involved. This is something that's going to help. When I talk about the workforce of today and tomorrow, this is the workforce of tomorrow and today, guys. Get involved. And Mark and Bob, I want to thank you so much. But one last thing, Mark.
Yeah, everybody here needs to know that Duval County Public Schools and Renaissance Jacks has a huge partnership, and I've got 50 brand-new robot sets to give out to Duval County Public Schools. If you attend a Duval County Public School, you can get on a robotics team. We're going to have over 50% of public schools with a team this year, and that's important. And that's because of DCPS, the school board, JEA, which has sponsored robotics for over 24 years. And if you're in high school and you want to come to my robot shop today, 1 p.m., 2671 Gilmore Street, you can say if you want to get on Team Resistance, the oldest robotics team in the world.
Oh, that is fantastic. Mark and Bob, thank you so much for joining me this morning, spending your Sunday morning with us, with all the listeners here on Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Pete.
Okay, guys, this next part of the show is one of my favorite parts of the show. This is where, you know, it's a little self-indulgent. You know, I like to, you know, I'm from Massachusetts, right? And I like to get my Boston update every week. I want to hear a Boston accent. And, you know, some people email me and say, Pete, what's the deal with this Boston update and all this stuff? I do it for me. I love it. Now I know you love it, too, because I get your emails and you guys laugh. And Boston Danny is for real. It's not just me sitting in a room pretending and throwing on a fake, thick Boston accent. It's the real deal. Boston Danny is Danny Mullen. We went to boot camp together over 30 years ago, and we've been lifelong friends. But with no further ado, let's get our Boston update from Boston Danny. You there, Danny?
Hey, good morning, Peter.
How are you, sir?
Jacksonville. Oh, very well.
You
great
got
show this morning. You know, you talk about these robotics. You know, up here in MIT, we're really cutting edge on that stuff. And you can just walk down Charles River. You see these guys practicing with, honestly, God, they got dogs, mechanical dogs there walking, doing backflips and flying around Charles River. It's amazing what they do up here. But I'm glad this guy's teaching me. He sounds very dedicated. He sounds like a real serious teacher, Peter. Great show.
They're fantastic. Danny, what were your teachers like in school?
Oh, God, Pete. You know, I grew up Catholic education all my life. I went to a technical high school, Don Bosco Technical. Go Bears. I had brother Julius. I mean, this guy, he was an 80-year-old Salesian religious brother. Should have been retired 30 years before I met him. And he had a glass eye. He was deaf as a cord. But, you know, you give him a stack of packing pallets, he could build a grandfather clock that you'd pay $500 for in the school store, which I know because they sold all our projects that we had to do. Everything from deacon benches, the grandfather clocks, they made a little coin on us too. And remember, we had to pay to go to this school. I had to take a test to get accepted there. And it was a learning experience, let me tell you. They didn't spare the rod, and they gave me a great education. Got me where I am now. So, my other shop teacher, brother Henry, he had 7 fingers total. I don't think he was made out to be a carpenter, but you know, 2 of them had metal rods stuck in them. And when he made a point right into your chest. Did let you know. But they were a bunch of good guys. They taught us where they're at. They're as dedicated as these teachers that we have today, I hope. And they're a great bunch. Your group sounds very dedicated.
Danny, I'm over here and I'm trying not to laugh. Like, I mean, I'm my sides are splitting. I'm crying. I got tears in my eyes. He had 7 fingers. And when he made a point, he made a point. He pointed you right in the chest. Oh, God. Well, you got some shout outs for us or what?
We got some shout outs. We got all the birthday folks. Keep them coming in. I know I mangle some of them, but you know, I'm from Boston, and this is what I do. So, you know, happy birthday. Remember, I always say, this is your day, folks. People aren't going to do it for you. Do it for yourself. Do something nice. You know, Jenny Moon, happy birthday. Danny Gallagher, have a wicked pissed day today. Jennifer Taylor, you know, just enjoy yourself. And to Mary Hode, or Hood, Mary Hode. That's how we say it up here. Remember, make those birthday wishes and make them come through for you. And keep them coming, folks. Right, Cupcake?
Yeah, you got it, Sugar. Hey, you have Desmond in your arms right now?
Cheryl and I got to watch him last night. The kids did themselves a nice thing. And, you know, they took each other out to remember where they were before this kid came. But I already texted him and told him I booked him another week's worth down at the Marriott downtown. So we're keeping him all week. Yeah, my grandson, he's the best.
Danny, I'm telling you what, I love my Boston updates, and you're my favorite part of this doggone show every week. I hope you have a big week. Thanks again, man.
Hey, one more thing.
Yeah.
Let the Lego guys tell them to make a robot that picks the Legos up after the kids are done with them. That would be ideal.
We're working on it, baby.
Oh, you need that.
Sorts it by color and shape.
Let me tell you, I've stepped on my share.
Danny, listen, you have a big week, my man. Thank you for the Boston update. Take care.
All right, brothers. Bye.
All right, Jacksonville. I'm telling you, that's another gem from Boston, Danny. Guys, you know me as Pete the Job Guy, but I'm Pete Langlois, and I've run staffing agencies here in Jacksonville for 20 years. And I find talent that other people have difficulty finding or perhaps they can't find. I have a network of folks. Keep in mind, when you're doing the same thing for 20 years in the same market, some of the people that I placed 20 years ago as a staff accountant, they're now CFO of an organization. Or I place them as a help desk person, they become the help desk manager, infrastructure manager, IT director, CIO, CTO. It's the way it is. And I've built deep relationships. My wife and I, Angie Langlois is my wife. She's the past president of the ASWA, American Society for Women Accountants. It's changed names a little bit right now. But, you know, we have been immersed in the staffing game in Jacksonville for 20 years. If you need any help finding talent, you know, maybe it's a short supply, high demand skill set, or perhaps you just need vacation coverage you need some help with. It's very easy. You just reach out to me, and let's do it by email. Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com. You get me and Angie. Angie's president of Angie's Staffing, and she places accounting and finance professionals on a temporary temp to perm in a direct hire basis, all right here in Jacksonville, you know. And I have, you know, I have Lang IT and Lang Legal. I help
folks in the professional services sector find talent. And you know what? When I hear, oh, Pete, I put out an ad and there's no qualified candidates out there now. I can't find any. Well, listen, there has not been a qualified candidate genocide. Nobody killed them all off. They're out there. But they have jobs right now. And you have to know how to build a better mousetrap to find these folks. And I got the best mousetrap. This is what I do for a living. I'm a professional recruiter. I'm a headhunter. You know, I find talent. It's not an ancillary part of my job. It is my job. And it's not something that I dip my foot in and say, I'm going to do this for a year, and then I'm going to jump out of the pool and do something else. You know, a lot of staffing managers and staffing professionals, they get in it for a year, year and a half. Some of them even last 3 years, and then they decide this isn't for me, and they go on to a different profession. This is all I do, and I'm an expert at it. And not only that, I enjoy giving back to the community, right? I'm really proud of Jacksonville. I'm proud of the clients and the candidates that I represent and work for every day. And I sit here on Sunday mornings giving information, career advice, because I want to help folks. I want to help folks with that next step in their professional career. There are some folks that might be feeling a little vulnerable right now. They need a job. And I like helping those folks find a job and prepare themselves for the workforce. I like to give back. That's this whole show, Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. And I call it Hard Worker. Why? Because where I'm from in Tewksbury, Massachusetts, a little town north of Boston, the biggest compliment you can give somebody from Tewksbury, it isn't like, oh, that Pete is the smartest, Pete is the richest, Pete is the best looking, that Peter has everything going for him. The biggest compliment you could give that kid Peter from Tewksbury, Massachusetts, was that Peter? He's a hard worker. He is a hard worker. And that is what resonated with me, and I brought that with me my whole career. When I went into the Navy, because college wasn't an option for me, I went into the Navy, and I gave it my all. They got a hardworking young man that was proud to serve and learned a lot about mission, unquestioned reliability, you know, a great sense of accomplishment. I learned so much, broadened my horizons. And I also went to night school and weekends. I got my bachelor's degree when I was in the Navy working full time. And I started working on my master's degree. I did it. I worked hard. And I tell you guys in the workforce right now, if you're thinking about getting in the workforce and you're a kid and you're, you know, what am I going to do later? I don't care what your profession is. You work your hardest at it. Some people say work smarter, not harder. Bunk. If you can work harder and you don't, shame on you. You always work your hardest. Sure, you look for ways to create efficiencies, and if there's a better way to do it, you always try to be innovative and work smarter. But you need to change that saying to work your smartest and work your hardest, because that hard work, even if you're in a job right now where you know it's not your end game, it's not your destination, you're just in the job right now, right? And you know you're going to leave, whether it's in a month or a year, it's not going to be where you hang your hat forever. That doesn't mean you can coast, you can't skate, you can't get lackadaisical or, you know, complacent in your job. You always work your hardest every day from buzzer to buzzer. Why? Because that person that's sitting next to you right now, he or she might be in another job, and they may be the hiring manager, and they observed you coming in late and leaving early and not working your hardest, missing days. They couldn't count on you. Your reliability came into, was questionable. You're not going to get that job. You never leave a sour taste in anybody's mouth. And I want everybody to know that's why this show is Hard Worker. Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. You work your hardest. Now, guys, that sound is telling us that we've come to the end of our show today. I want to thank my guests once again, Mark McCombs of Renaissance Jackson. I want to thank Bob Holcomb from Providence for joining me and talking about STEM. It's been a great show. Guys, you've just listened to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on News 104.5 WOKV. We'll be right back.